Recorded Books presents Clementine and the Spring Trip by Sarah Pennypacker, narrated by Jessica Almacy and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Chapter 1. Spring is a really big deal here in Boston, let me tell you. After all that snow and ice, the whole city goes a little crazy when the first warm weather shows up. So, when my mother checked the thermometer on Sunday afternoon and announced it was time for our annual family spring walk through Boston Common, I grabbed my sketchbook. I knew I'd see something interesting. And I sure did, right away. At the Make Way for Duckling sculpture in the public garden, where we always start our walk, I saw my friend Margaret standing over the last brass duckling. She was wearing big rubber gloves and slopping soapy water on him with a sponge. "Margaret!" I cried, running to her. "What are you doing?" Although I knew. Margaret gets extra Margaret-y when the weather turns nice. She runs around scrubbing everything in sight until it sparkles, even things that don't belong to her, like the elevator doors in our lobby and the parking meters on the street. "Spring cleaning!" Margaret shouted, and somehow she made it sound like, "It's my birthday!" and "Free candy for life!" rolled into one. She went back to scrubbing Quack's head. My parents followed my little brother to the edge of the pond, and I sat down beside the ducklings. "Your mother's letting you do this?" I wondered if maybe Margaret's mother had gone a little crazy with the great weather, too. I looked around for her, because I would like to see Margaret's mother going a little crazy. Margaret pointed over her shoulder to a bunch of kids playing catch. "My mother went out to lunch with Alan. Mitchell's in charge today. He said I could clean anything I want."